It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here. And today we have somebody who's affectionately known as the Financis, the founder of Financis LLC, a boutique consulting firm in Lansing, Michigan, and the author of How to Afford Everything. I love the title, and I can't wait to get into that. Her practical advice has empowered people to take charge of their financial well-being, granting people the freedom to live life on their own terms. And I want to welcome Dr. Darla Bishop. Dr. Bishop, welcome to the show.
Mark, you can't believe how happy I am to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
I can't believe how happy you are. That's great. I love when people are really happy to be here. So glad you're here. Let's start talking a little bit. Let's talk about a little bit about your backstory, your background, where you came from, and how you've evolved to get into this business.
Yeah. So I am originally from Detroit. I live somewhere else now. But part of it is growing up, I just saw so many examples of how the adults around me were doing better than they should have been doing with the resources they had. And I knew that our life could have been so much easier, so much smoother, so much just calmer if we had more money. And so me being the oldest child and one of the older cousins in the family, when I went away to college, I made my side hustle, my side assignment while I was there to learn about money. Because I knew that if I could figure money out, that I could solve almost all of our problems. Because what's that saying? If you have a problem that can be solved by money, you don't have a problem.
Interesting. And you know what? The kudos to you for delving into that subject, because we use money every single day, but we're not taught about it. And we talk about that on this program all the time, and how that's why that's, you know, the listeners and viewers on this program are about learning about money, about learning some cool techniques and maybe different ways that are not taught to us by, certainly not by our schools and mostly not by our families, but not taught to us by Wall Street. So hopefully we've got, a way around that, because we're taking interest in that. So what, tell us a little bit about your business, and then we'll start to dive into how we can actually help people here.
Yeah. So I am a financial educator. And the reason I say I'm a financial educator is because one of the other hats I wear is I'm a professor of health policy. And sometimes people say, well, if you're a professor of health policy, what does that have to do with money? Well, when I was doing my dissertation, I saw over and over again that folks who have wealth or at least financial stability have way better health, live in cleaner, safer, nicer neighborhoods, and have longer lives. Not only are their lives longer, they are less stressed. And so if I could help more people get further on that continuum when it comes to their money, I bet I can make their lives longer and better too.
I love that.
The study tells me that.
Yeah. I mean, if the science is there telling you that and it's real science, then God bless you. Then we certainly can move forward with that. Now, how do we get it? Because, you know, money has a lot of connotations. I always say it's stored energy. It is energy. It's got a lot of funk around it, right? Like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. That's the misquoted saying that people have, or, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, it's got a lot of negative connotations. It's got a few positive ones, but generally we're programmed that either we're going to be really rich and buy the Lamborghinis and have six or seven of them and not have to work, or we're going to struggle, right? There's not a lot of people in between that, you know, are talking about this. So how can we get to, we don't necessarily need to have six or seven Lamborghinis, but how do we get to that level in the middle where we're not worried about money so we can have a longer life, healthier life, more fun around money? Tell us a little bit about how we can get there.
And you know, part of it, those sayings that you just said, many of those we got as gifts from the adults in our lives, our parents, our aunts and uncles, our grandparents, and they gave them to us really as a way to teach us about money, to try to make sure that we were careful with money because they knew it was important, but not the most important, right? But they didn't add the other part of it was like, when you have it, here's how you keep it, here's how you grow it, here's how you use it, right? Yeah. And so the important thing to think about is if you're not sure where to even start and you've got a bunch of those things floating in your head, is to actually sit and reflect, like, what are the things that when I think about money, if I was to describe money as a person, how would I describe money? Are they my friend? Are they my enemy? Are there somewhere in between?
I like that. That's a
right. Cool, like, personify it. And just to see how you feel, what reactions you have in your body and your brain about money. And that'll tell you so much about why you are where you are and how you can get to where you are really wanting to be, which is that comfort. Because it turns out that what we see on television and now on social media isn't the full story. Do you know how many friends that I realized once I told them I was writing a book and doing my research and asking them about how they use money? They'd be like, oh yeah, I've got plenty of money in the bank, but that's not how, I don't use it in a way that's flashy. And so my next book will actually be probably called Stealthy Wealthies, because I figured out I've got a whole lot of stealthy wealthy people in my life who've got just comfortable, easy, boring lives. And I love that for them.
That's cool. So I want to get into this concept of how to afford everything, right? But I also want to get in this concept of being the quiet millionaire, because I agree with you. Like, you don't have to be flashy. The goal is not to be a consumptive consumer, right? Is there a flashy consumptive consumer and buying all the latest stuff and the flashiest things that are all depreciating. The thing is to be able to, to outlive your money, basically, right? And not have to work so hard for it when your knees are creaking and your hips don't work and all that kind of stuff, and be comfortable. So those boring people are really the people we should be modeling. Maybe if we want to have a little more adventure in our life, we can, but we don't need to be modeling people that are buying 6 or 7 Lamborghinis, right?
Yeah. And it's about scale, because the people we see who are buying 6 or 7 Lamborghinis, those Lamborghinis cost the same as a Schwinn bike for them because of their bank accounts. And so if you don't have a bank account quite that large, then do it on a smaller scale. And even though we have, very comfortable retirement accounts, we have some investment income. Well, you know how much free stuff that I take my kids to? I literally take them to at least 2 free events every week, because one, it's free. And two, those kids have a lot of energy. So I've got to get them somewhere.
Right. How to Afford Everything is the title of your book. And let's talk about what that means. I mean, obviously we can't afford everything. So first of all, what do you mean by it? And then second of all, how do we grow into that where we can become that which you titled your book after?
The secret, silent, implied subtitle of this book is How to Afford Everything That Matters. The very first part of the book, because I know how people read books as a person who reads books and never finishes them, is I made the first 2 chapters incredibly robust. So one of the first things I do is I have you go through an exercise where you calculate your magic number. And the magic number is not something, nebulous and out in the future. It's actually, I want you to sit with yourself and with your bank statements for the last 90 days and tell me how much money it would take you to have the best week, the easiest month, the least stress possible summer with your family. And that's your magic number. And that needs to include not the things you wish it included, maybe if I didn't go out to eat so much. No. Actually put in, my life works better when we can order breakfast on the weekend. My life works better when I can hire a babysitter a couple times a month. Actually put that in. The problem that people have when they're starting out or starting over in budgeting is they do this aspirational budgeting. I wish my life worked this way. Instead of actually putting numbers to how they want their life to look and feel on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And by doing just that and being honest about what it takes for your week and your month and your quarter to go smooth, for an emergency to become an inconvenience, you can absolutely change your life, because you might realize, oh, when my month is smooth, I have $500 more than what I'm making right now. So then you can make a plan to close that gap. You can get a side hustle. You can improve your resume. You can start a training program so that you can get better jobs, right? $500 a month probably might be a big move, a big rock to climb, but it's one that you can climb because you have a dollar amount you're after.
Okay. So I love that as a first step. The problem is most people don't take the first step, right? We know this. Most people are lazy. They're like, I'm not going to read that book. I'd rather watch Game of Thrones. And, that's effort. And now you're going to make them do homework on top of it. Why don't most people do that? Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2-4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2-4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. Why don't most people do that?
And Mark, I am a professor, and I almost interrupted you, but I didn't want to be rude. You know what it is? It's actually not laziness. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, especially if you have been in a bad financial situation for any amount of time and you've tried to get out of it, or you've done a few things and they didn't quite work, or all the things you've tried so far have either made things worse or just not at all better, but you wasted the time and the energy and the effort. You're discouraged. You actually, it's a lack of confidence. It's one of those things where I don't want to fail again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually wrote this book in a very different tone than most other books, because I recognize that when I was trying to learn about money, part of what led me to write my own is I read more than 100 books on money and career. And so many of books kind of had this finger wagging tone, like, well, you're lazy, or you've made bad choices, or, you know, that was a dumb thing you did 5 years ago and now you've got to pay for it. And I'm like, wait, actually, if you look at my history and all the things that I went through growing up, the fact that I've made it here, given the choices I had available to me, I should have a ticker tape parade, not someone telling me I made bad choices. I actually made really good choices, especially given the choices I had available to me. And so I want it for folks who pick up that book because they are motivated, they want, and one of the first things they read is you need to get better self-control. And it's like, no, actually, I have really great self-control. I'm going to put that book down.
Got it. Well, I like that. So often in our society, in our culture, we don't give ourselves pats on the back enough, right? For doing things right. And what does that tell our soul? It says, well, look, the things that you're doing wrong, we're going to amplify those things. And the things that you're doing right, you're supposed to do them right. So we're not going to give you a huge amount of credit. And so therefore we're wired backwards. And I think that's a big deal. And it sounds like you've nailed that. So, all right. So we've got step one is find your magic number. What are steps maybe 2, 3? And if you got a bonus step, that'd be great.
Yeah. Step two is when you're doing your magic number, I need you to take a moment and really look at it one last time, because one of the things I figured out is people forget about doing money for the past, the present, and the future. So yeah. You have to make sure that you've built in a plan and dollar amounts and line items into this magic number for any past obligations, whether that's a debt that you took on to go to school or to buy a car or to survive, because maybe that's where you were a few years ago. Or maybe it's really important for you to contribute to your family. Maybe you're helping your mom or a sibling or a cousin, and that's important to you. Fine, put it in there. And then you also need to make sure you've got enough money in there for your future. So you need to be investing in at very least retirement accounts. Bonus, if we can get you into some high yield savings on top of that, and super duper, you're doing amazing if you also have a brokerage account that's not tied to a retirement plan.
Hmm.
But let's not forget the present, because if you're coming out of some pretty dark times, your body feels what it's like to be without. Your body knows what it's like to be hungry, to be stressed. And so you have to prove to your body, not just your brain, but also to your body, that you are moving away from poverty, from moving away from those dark times and going to stay there. So what that might look like is if your friends invite you somewhere to go out and it's your friends that you absolutely love and they bring you joy and you haven't hung out with them so long because you've been focused on your goals, say yes to that. And put it in your budget. If you go to the grocery store and the apples that you like, this was one of my moments. I would always buy whichever apple was on sale, even though there's really one kind of apple that I actually like in the grocery store.
Really?
So like, if there's one kind of apple you like, buy that one, even if it's not the one on sale, because you deserve to feel, and actually your body needs to feel, those little moments of joy and proof that things are going in the right direction. Now, don't go crazy and buy 10 pounds of apples that you're going to waste, but you can buy 2 or 3 of the kind that you like.
I love it. So refreshing to hear somebody focusing on positivity and reward and some of those things that we really need to focus on, because money can be fun and the results of money can be fun. And the journey to getting some money and living the way you want to live is fun. And you know, even as something as small as getting the Honeycrisp apple or whatever kind of favorite apple you have, that's what I'm talking about. That's beautiful. So did we get to the three? I mean, I know you kind of lumped a bunch of things in there. So, all right, you have one last bonus one for us, and then we'll talk about how people can get a hold of you.
I do. Is just like any relationship, whether it's with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your spouse, your mom, your dad,
yeah,
is your relationship with money is your relationship with money.
Yeah.
Yours. Yours to handle, yours to take care of, yours to improve. And so even if the people around you are kind of like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you making these choices? You're doing things that we're not used to seeing. You tell them you're working on your relationship with money and you want to have a good one.
Nice. Nice. And it is customized and it is personalized. So that's great. Where can people find this book? Where can people find out how to talk with you and get a hold of you a little bit, get a little more Dr. Bishop in their life?
Yeah, the easiest way to find me is darlabishop.com. And I know that for that 40% of your listeners who are maybe just still learning about money, they're not that seven-figure, eight-figure investor yet. So maybe some of the kids of those people.
Yeah, or they're getting there, yeah.
Or they're getting there, right? That, you know, it can be hard to find the right voice that feels right as you're reading it, as you're listening it to it. So I have a ton of freebies on my website so that people can kind of test me out. Like, am I the right educator for them? So you can actually go to paycheckplaybook.com and I have some free audio lessons, free worksheets, and a quiz that you can take to see where you are in your journey and whether you're ready for help or if you're just good to go and you just need a few steps on what to do next and what to do after.
One more time, that URL?
Paycheckplaybook.com.
Paycheckplaybook.com. Cool. I'll link it all up in the show notes, as well as your darlabishop.com website, and people can figure out a way to get more of you in their lives. And that's great. Listen, I love the message. I love the positivity. I love that the world needs more financial education and you're providing that. So thank you so much for what you're doing, your time, your wisdom, and appreciate your being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It was great. It was great. And for those of you that are listening and those of you that are watching, you know what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.